look at the national exit poll, they do a separate sample of over 20,000 voters to assess the nation as a whole, and that was relative. That was pretty close. Actually, came out pretty close, about 1.5% red shift, which could be accounted for by significant manipulation in all these battleground states, and the rest of the country would be pretty much spot on and flat. We don't have state-by-state comparison because they've chosen not to do exit polls in 22 states, so we don't have a lot of the safe states, but we do have this national sample. And those key states that we're talking about, and some of which are, you know, being recount is being pursued, stick out like a sore thumb because, you know, instead of a 1.5% red shift, we're looking at, you know, 6%, 5% red shifts. And when you combine all those four states together, you have a sample size that's basically equivalent to the national sample size. And so you wouldn't be expecting to have three times as great disparity, and yet that's what we're seeing. So, yet again, does it prove it? No, it doesn't. It doesn't prove it. I've been told, by the powers that be, quite personally, well, you haven't presented any evidence. And this is a direct quote: you haven't presented any evidence of irregularities. And my response to that is: you must be conflating evidence with proof. Not claiming we presented proof, but we sure as hell have presented evidence. We looked at Tom Brady's footballs. We looked at for a year and a half. We had headline news: impound the footballs, impound the cell phones, impound the emails, grill people to find out whether there was 10.5 pounds per square inch or 11.5 pounds per square inch in a bunch of footballs. And you'd have to conclude, if you were from Mars and you were looking down on this planet, that this is a planet that cares more about who wins some football games than about the direction of the world itself and the leadership and policy of its most powerful nation.